Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hurts is looking for the end zone. He's pumping. He's being chased. He throws the football in. It is intercepted at the goal line. Intercepted by Tay Crowder. And yep, that will do it for the half.
All right, we're back. Merrill Reese on the call yesterday. Eagles lose. Today's broadcast sponsored by Chickens and Pete's. We're live for Chickens and Pete's in South Philly. Join a winning team. Chickens and Pete's hiring all locations full and part-time. Click chickiesandpete's.com for more details. Our Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. If you're looking to get engaged, place to go, Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville, right there on Route 309 for the best selection of diamond engagement rings anywhere. Online, marks-jewelers.com. Who do you blame the most, Hurts, Sirianni, or Rager? I'm going to vote right here. Man, most 50% saying Hurts right now, like Reese.
Yeah. Oh, he's the quarterback, yeah.
He is the quarterback. and we're agreeing with that.
Yes.
Jack, how are you feeling about all of this before we go to the phones?
Oh, I mean, Scherzer's a Met. Joe Judge is validated. I mean, we lose to the Giants. It's just, it's awful. It's first 7 points yesterday. Like, I thought I was about to have miracle whatever, you know, and it's written. The thing that sucks is that I started to believe in this team and felt good about it, and they had turned the corner, and then they go and lay that egg. And it's like, and I think that's why a lot of people are so upset today, because, like, we had kind of all bought back in.
Yep.
And they went back and they slapped us right in the face and said, don't do it. Don't believe in us. Why would you believe in us? And that's what hurts the most today.
Yesterday was a huge missed opportunity. Right? Like, even as bad as you played, as poorly as you played, as three interceptions and a fumble, if someone could have made a play on that last drive where Jalen Hurts was actually making some plays, if someone could have made a play, Rager, Goddard, somebody, you can win that game. But as it stands, the Eagles are 5-7, and season's not over, but that's not for us to talk about today. Let's go to Duke and Mount Royal to lead us up. Mount Royal. Duke, go ahead.
Let me put this this way, right?
Oh, Duke. Steve in Connecticut listening on the Odyssey app. Steve.
Hey there, guys. Listen, you nailed it just like you did when you played for the team. Hurts is a tough, gritty, wonderful football player, but he's not a quarterback, and he wasn't drafted to be number one. He was drafted to play behind Wentz, who was just given a huge contract. He doesn't have the arm, and he's not going to be the first quarterback to come into the league who didn't make it. And on top of the
fact... Steve, your phone connection's bad. We got your point, though. David in Hapro. David, go ahead.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
David.
What's up, David?
I completely disagree with you about Jalen Hurts. I think Jalen Hurts is going to be a franchise quarterback. He's still a rookie. He's playing better than Lamar Jackson did in his rookie year. Granted, Lamar had an MVP his second year. But look who he's throwing to. If Rager catches that touchdown pass, we're not even having this conversation.
Well, who's he throwing it to right before the half?
Somebody, Rager's.
Who's he throwing it to right before the half?
I agree. That was a bad first half. It was terrible.
Well, and here's the other
thing. It was terrible.
You know, well, David, here's the other thing. When you say you disagree with us, you're disagreeing with us about what we saw yesterday. I don't think either one of us have made any statement about Jalen Hurts' future franchise quarterback or any of that stuff. I talked about his play from yesterday. His play from yesterday.
The ball in his hands at the end of the game. He put the ball where it needed to be.
I agree.
We should have won that game.
I agree. No, you would have been lucky to win the game. But I agree. That's a ball that Jalen Rager has to catch.
And now he should go to the practice squad and bring up Hightower.
Okay, you're not going to get any argument out of me with that, but that doesn't change the fact that prior to that final drive, Jalen Hurts helped to put you in that hole.
I agree. But
okay, so then you agree with
it. Boston Scott put the ball on the ground, too. They were driving there.
He did. Mm-hmm. He did.
Yeah, so
the quarterback threw three interceptions, David.
Yeah.
And Lamar threw four yesterday and one.
Okay, but I'm not talking about Lamar. We're talking about Jalen Hurts.
Yeah, no, we're
talking about his play from yesterday. That's all I'm talking about, his play from yesterday.
In fact, you stated in the opening segment that you're not getting into the he is the guy, isn't the guy,
love
me, love
me,
not
me. Yeah, I don't do that every week. Yeah, I don't do that every week. So I'm looking at why they lost yesterday. He was a major factor in why they lost yesterday. That's all I'm discussing. That's all I care about is how the hell do we lose 13-7 to the New York Giants? How do we only score 7 points against the New York Giants? The Eagles rushed for over 200 yards yesterday. So I don't want to hear running the football. I don't want to hear that nonsense. They ran for over 200 yards the same way they've run for over 200 yards the previous 4 weeks with a committee, quarterback, and two running backs. That's what they've done the last 4 weeks. They did it yesterday. The problem was the quarterback threw three interceptions, and then Boston Scott put the ball on the ground. It's four turnovers. That's why they lost the game yesterday.
It's a miracle they had a chance
be there. If the Giants wasn't as bad as they were, you wouldn't even been in that game yesterday.
And I've heard a lot of people
with four turnovers. The fact the defense only gave up 13 points.
I've heard a lot of people say that they should have been running the ball more. They should have been running the ball more. I didn't watch yesterday's game at all and feel like they should have been running the ball more.
They rushed for 200 yards.
Right.
What do you want them to rush for 300 yards?
Every week.
Because what you're really saying is don't let Jalen throw the ball.
Right. Yeah.
That's really what you're saying.
Pretty much. Yeah.
There were times yesterday where he had to throw the ball, and he didn't make the plays when he was 14 of 31.
The reason that Jalen Hurts threw the ball yesterday 31 times wasn't because Nick Sirianni wanted him to throw the ball 31 times. It's because you got behind and you had to throw, and at the end of the half, because you didn't have a timeout, you didn't get an opportunity to run another play and you had to throw. I mean,
how many of those pass attempts came on the final two drives that the Eagles had the ball?
Probably
when they
lot.
Were trying to catch up.
Yeah, well, but they had to throw.
Exactly.
The ball. Yeah.
So how many of those 31 passing attempts came during those two?
At least that eight, time? Right? I mean, the run pass ratio was fine.
Right.
That wasn't the problem. The problem was you kept giving the Giants the ball back.
Yep.
It's a miracle they only had 13 points. Drew and Fox Chase. Drew, go ahead. How are you?
Hey, how you guys doing? I hope you had a great holiday.
Yeah, you too, man.
What's up, Drew?
What's going on? I have a little bit of a theory about what happened yesterday. I agree with you guys. We ran for over 200 yards, everything like that. But in the beginning of the game, I feel like whoever pulls the strings, Howard, you get up at the top. That's why they hired Nick Sirianni. I think they told him maybe to show off Jalen Hurts throwing talent, see if he can get the ball out the set and the other thing. But the thing is, he has at best one target, maybe two with Goddard. I mean, like if you watch the Packers game yesterday, by third quarter, Aaron Rodgers had 11 targets, and I'm not trying to compare the two. I'm just saying, he doesn't have the targets to throw the ball to.
Yeah, but he's Aaron Rodgers.
That's what I'm saying. I'm not trying to compare it to him. I'm just saying, he doesn't have the targets like Aaron Rodgers has. Like, we missed on so many. We can go back to the Davante Adams draft. Davante Adams, Terry McLaurin, DK Metcalf, Justin Jefferson.
Agreed.
Imagine that. Like,
the Jalen Rager draft will come back. It's haunting the Eagles right now. It is. It hurts. When you miss on a guy and the guy that goes directly after you turns into an all-pro, it hurts. And it hurts the Eagles right now.
Yeah.
Right. And I understand what you're saying. Our defense played very well yesterday. I think Avante Maddox is a beast. And I swear, where you 95% of the time, if you throw four turnovers, you're going to lose that game. We still had a chance to win that game. And Rager, I mean, he put the ball right where it was, and it was in his hands, and he dropped it. And then again he dropped it. And the one to Craig Ward, I think, was a bad throw. He might still have to catch that, but I still think that was a bad throw. And I just don't understand why they didn't run the ball a little more in the first game.
So let me ask you this. Let me ask you this real quick, Drew.
Go ahead.
Ultimately, we want them to try to get in the playoffs, right?
Yes.
I think they're going to get in the playoffs still. I think they didn't need to go undefeated, so losing the game isn't the end of the world. That doesn't even bother me as much as how they looked playing. And one of my concerns was, if a team forces us to throw the ball, to get out of running the football, what will we look like? And we threw three interceptions yesterday. That's what concerns me.
Yeah.
Scored 7 points yesterday. The Eagles weren't going to win all six games. Most people thought they would go 4-2 down the stretch.
Yeah,
so you knew they could lose a game, and it would most likely happen on the road. So I'm not surprised completely that they lost the game. You thought they would lose the game anyway yesterday. That it doesn't mean the season is over with. I'm not giving you a season is over. The Eagles blew the season. We had a chance to go to the playoffs. I still think they're going to make the playoffs, provided they don't go up there and lose to the damn Jets next week. Now, you lose to the Jets, now I have a different feeling Monday.
Well, provided that Nick Sirianni and Jalen Hurts can actually throw the ball, because you're going to see defenses
that are saying,
you're not running with three guys for 300 yards. You're going to have to throw it.
And here's the thing, ultimately, because here's the real problem. They got down the field at times. They couldn't put the ball in the end zone.
That's true.
They couldn't put the ball in the end zone. And you have to be able to do that, throwing the football at times. The running, that helps. But the fact of the matter is, we rushed for over 200 yards and scored 7 points yesterday. We rushed for over 200 yards and scored 7 points yesterday. The turnovers are the reasons we lost the game yesterday.
Yep.
Three interceptions and a fumble by Boston Scott, and you can't drop the ball like Jalen Reagor did. But that's like me yelling about Arthego Whiteside dropping the ball against Detroit 2 years ago, or Nelson Aguilar in Atlanta dropping the ball, right, when we lose to Atlanta on Monday night. That's what that was yesterday, where you play ugly all game and then Wentz tries to pull you out at the end with some miraculous plays and nobody helps.
Yeah,
that's what that was yesterday. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Hurts played terrible all game, and he had a nice drive on the last drive. He kept the play alive, and he threw two balls to Jalen Reagor that he should have caught. Now, are we yelling the fact that he missed Devontae Smith coming across the field wide open? Right? So while everybody's yelling about Reagor dropping the ball, we know he drops the damn ball, right? We know he drops the ball. Hell, I thought it was Quez Watkins. I was more mad when I thought it was Quez, because he normally catches it. When I saw it was Reagor, I was like, oh.
Yeah, of course he did. No one should have been surprised.
Too good of a catch for him to have to catch that. But then you see the replay, and you see Devontae running across the field wide open.
Putting his arm up.
He runs up, and he's wide open. That's what we should be yelling about. He was and listen, Devontae came to the sideline. Ooh, that boy.
He's mad as hell.
Hey now. That boy got a little bit of fire in him.
Love seeing that.
He got a little bit of fire in him.
I've heard some people say, like, oh, what do you think of his reaction? Love it.
I'm shocked by it. I didn't know it. I mean, it is a little bit of
– when they call him the Slim Reaper, I don't think they're kidding.
That's not diva behavior. That's competitive fire. Get me the damn ball. I'm open.
He was mad as hell.
I'm the guy. Get me the ball. He wants to win. I don't mind that. That's not somebody selfish. He didn't do that in the third quarter. He didn't do that in the second quarter. Guy only had two passes all game. So it wasn't like he had been complaining on the sideline. He thought there was an opportunity there. You throw him the ball, he's running that thing in for a touchdown, the game-winning touchdown.
Right.
That's what everybody should be looking at. Forget about Reagor dropping it. That's expected nowadays. You missed a wide open number one receiver coming across the middle of the field.
Yeah, by the way, 10 passes on those final two drives.
So there you go.
So he had 31 passes for the game, 10 in those final two drives. So he had 21 passes deep into the fourth quarter.
Yes.
That's not over. That's not too much throwing.
They didn't overthrow the ball yesterday.
All right. Let's get one more in here. Nick Sirianni's going to speak at 2:45. So don't go anywhere. Mad Mike.
Oh, God.
Was active after the game and during the game yesterday. And he checks in right now. How you doing, Mike?
How are you doing, guys? This was a great weekend. I love it because that fraud Jalen Hurts was on display. Suck it, OG Wade. He's terrible. He's not going to be the quarterback next year. Here's the thing, guys. Like, I'm sorry. I watched that game, and everybody wanted to be like, as soon as that game was over, they wanted to put all the focus on Reagor. And I'm sorry, the quarterback is the person that is supposed to take the responsibility, and he threw three interceptions, almost threw a fourth on that final drive, but no one talks about it because everybody wants to protect St. Jalen. Like, Jalen's infallible. Jalen stinks. He's a backup quarterback at best. I'm sorry if that offends everybody because Jalen works really hard. He just doesn't have the inherent skill set to be a quarterback. He's a runner, and that's all he is. That's it.
Well, I listen. I didn't know you're in your glory right now.
I am in my glory because this team stinks. Howie Roseman stinks. We should have Justin Jefferson and DK Metcalf.
There we go.
He checked, he got all the boxes. Justin.
Let me tell you the story about what happened there.
Yeah.
You know what? Minnesota's still laughing at us from that draft night when we took friggin' Rager instead of Justin Jefferson.
Yeah.
Mike, here's what I'll say about that, Mike. And listen, you may ultimately be right, so you can go ahead and crow right now. That's fine. You take enough flack that when you get your moment, you can have your little moment. But the bottom line is the book on Jalen Hurts isn't finished being written yet. And he is still early in his career, and he can get better as a quarterback. His ceiling is higher than what you see right now. It just is. You may not want to admit it, and you may ultimately be right because you've set a bar so high that he can't reach elite QB status, right? So you'll always be right when you say he's not a top 10 quarterback. I agree with you there. But it doesn't mean he can't be a better than average quarterback in his league that you can win with. And this is just where he's at right now. And yesterday, he took a step back. He just did. He took a step back yesterday throwing the football. He did. I can't argue against that. Anybody trying to defend that is just defending it for the sake of defending it. But if you watch what I watched yesterday, he took a step back throwing the football yesterday.
And you
his decision making had nothing to do with arm strength or any of those things. His decision making took a step back yesterday.
And you hope it doesn't snowball because defenses now look at it and say, this is what we're going to try to do. He was throwing to his left a number of times. Mm-hmm. They were forcing him to his left. And by the way, and Donovan McNabb joins us at 4 o'clock today. But Donovan in the Miracle at the Meadowlands 2 was 9 for 23 with 64 yards and an interception. We don't talk about that because Westbrook bailed him out and the defense bailed him out and they won the game. So we talk about this great moment in Eagles history, right? Instead of talking about Donovan struggled that game and Jalen struggled yesterday and no one wanted to help bail him out.
Yep.
Defense tried.
Yeah, and Rager, I mean –
Man, at this point,
I'm just tired of yelling about Jalen Rager.
At this point, if you're expecting Rager to do something else.
Like, what am I expecting Jalen Rager to do right now?
All right, Nick Sirianni coming up next. Oh. Live day after press conference. He answers the questions and questions the answers. Today's broadcast brought to you by Chickies and Pete's. Holiday time, time to gather and enjoy family, friends, and coworkers. Don't wait playing your holiday parties right now at your local Chickies and Pete's. Details, chickiesandpete's.com. Nick Sirianni is day after press conference. How's he feeling? We'll get that. And your reaction, that's coming up next. Markson Riesel, 94 WIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.